Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name is Shino. I'm one of the pastors here on staff. Today, we're going to continue in our sermon series called Freedom, The Road Out. We've been studying the book of Exodus, and that word Exodus means road out. And we've been studying a man by the name of Moses. And many of you know Moses was a mighty man. God used him to do some great and extraordinary things, helped deliver the children out of Egypt. But today we're going to look at Moses being a type or a shadow of Jesus Christ, someone that's similar, did similar things. And, you know, the Bible says that there's 40 references, if you will, of Moses being similar to him. I'm only going to say 10 today, but there's similarities between Moses, what Moses did, and also what Jesus did. But we know that there's only one. There's one who can deliver the body, but there's only one who can deliver the soul, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what we're talking about today is freedom. Freedom. Many of us have been bound up here these last couple of weeks and months, even a year, where people have been bound up in fear, bound up in doubt, bound up in unbelief. But there's a God in heaven who's declaring and decreeing today freedom over your life. And if you lean into this word today, we're hoping that God will do something deep inside of your soul, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. Once again, a type shadow. Here it is, Moses and Jesus being similar. Both were born at a time when Israel was under foreign domination. Moses under Egypt and Jesus under Roman bondage. Both had rulers try to kill them shortly after their births. Both spent time in the wilderness before taking on their callings. Both dealt with wicked kings who hardened their hearts. Also, both dealt with lepers. Both had the world offered to them, and both were shepherds. Both fasted for 40 days, but only one, and I say this, only one can truly deliver us from death, hell, and the grave, and that's Jesus Christ. And so here it says this in Deuteronomy 18:15, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites, and you must listen to him. And who Moses is talking about is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one who can deliver the soul. Yes, God can use people. And we're seeing this story, God doing great and extraordinary things through Moses. You know, it's amazing. Moses hearing God's call from a burning bush, throwing his staff down and seeing all of a sudden it turn into a serpent, being able to turn the River Nile into blood. God doing extraordinary things from him. But Moses can only do certain things. He can only take us so far. We're talking about one now that can deliver the soul. My first point I want to make is this. In order to be free, you must know what he has done for you so he can undo what things that need to be undone from you. And that's Jesus. You must know what Jesus did. A lot of times when we are bound up, we don't understand the power of the cross. We don't understand the display and the dismantling of what Jesus Christ did for you and I. And so we sit here and we go back to the scripture verse of Colossians 2, verses 14 and 15. It says this, what he did on the cross, he canceled the record of charges against us and took away it by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. What is Jesus saying here? When Jesus was on the cross, it looked like a defeat. It looked like a beatdown. It looked like a setback. But God was doing something in the heavenlies, in the supernaturally. What he was doing was he was giving the enemy a beatdown. He was making it a public display that no longer do you have authority over the creation. I now am the undisputed champ, heavyweight of the world that is taking away sin, death, sickness, and whatever else is out there. And I'm bringing myself into that situation, and I'm going to allow men and women to be free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. Jesus dismantling sickness and infirmity on the cross. The Bible says this in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, that by his stripes we're healed. Many of us are walking around broken today, broken because of what COVID has done to us. It's isolated us, defeating us mentally, some of us physically. But Jesus, what he did on that cross, if you and I take what he did on that cross and we apply it into those areas of hurt and those areas of pain and sickness and infirmity, you know what? We'll be free. Many of us walking around with broken relationships that need to be healed up. You know, he is the great reconciler. Sometimes you and I have to go back and realize that God wants to bring us back together as men and women of God because of the social injustice fallout. And you know, it's still going on. It's still going on today. We see the heinous crimes and things that are happening in society, people being shot left and right, some unarmed, some people being beat up on the streets unjustly and unrighteously because of the color of their skin. You know, that's not what God would have us to be as a people. And it's breaking our hearts. It's calling us, you and I, to get sick, not just in our hearts, but even in our souls. Do you know what God wants to heal? God wants to heal. Remember, we're talking about Christ delivering us, Christ healing us. And now we're talking about this public display. What I love about the story that we're reading in Exodus is that when God didn't allow Pharaoh to continue to move in darkness. No, God brought all of that to the light. And what he did is not only did he bring it to the light, but he wanted to make sure that what Pharaoh was doing in private, he wanted to exalt Moses and the people in public. And that's the same thing that God wants to do with you and I. You know, some of us may be taking a beat down privately and it's looking bad, but God wants to raise you and I up publicly and make a public display of the enemy's weakness over our lives and make sure that he knows that we can no longer be kept and bound up, but we need to be made free and to be made whole. Healing. You know, God is a healer. And not only does he want to heal us of our soul wounds and our hurts and pains, and not only does he want to heal us in our relationships, but he also wants to go beyond that. He wants to also bring generational breakthrough as well. Because the Bible also says in Galatians 3:13, it says that he hung on that tree and became a curse. And what became a curse, he also became that curse to break the curse, not just of the law, but also generational things that can try to be passed down. We're talking about God making our enemies a footstool. The Bible says this in Psalms 110, verse 1. It says, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool of your feet. God wants to break things off of us, set us free, deliver us, and make us whole again. He does not allow things of our past to come in to dictate our future. He wants to undo what the enemy has done. But what we have to do as men and women of God is we have to remember what he's done. And as we remember those things that Jesus Christ did on that cross, he can now come in and begin to undo things supernaturally in our lives, in our soul. Another thing he wants to deliver us from is doubt and fear. You know, fear is running rampant right now. People can't even move, they're paralyzed. People are afraid to get out and live life. And yes, I understand the social distance and I understand wearing masks and I understand sanitizing, but we still have to live. And God wants to come in and deliver us from fear. You know, Moses was afraid of Pharaoh because people looked at Pharaoh as a god, as invincible. At the time, he was the most powerful man on the planet. But what I look at is when sometimes the enemy can blow up a situation to make it greater than it is. See, God wanted to rebuke Moses in the way he did because he said, you know what, if you don't want to speak up, I'll send your brother Aaron. But you know what the thing is God still wanted to use Moses as the main primary person to bring that deliverance. And what I mean by fear is fear will paralyze you. Fear will have you going into your mind, into your heart, and grabbing on the things that are not there to keep you from doing and being what God's called you to do and be in this season. Making all kinds of excuses, Pharaoh this and Pharaoh that, or this situation and that. But you know what? God wants to use you and I in this season to do extraordinary things just like he did with Moses, or God will pass you over and use somebody else. And I don't want to be left out. I want to be in some of the greatest moments of history right now in 2021 because God is doing some great things in the planet and on the earth. And what do I mean by this? God was using Moses to do things that nobody else had seen before. Once again, he threw a staff on the ground and turned it into a serpent, turned the River Nile into blood, you know, and all of a sudden came alongside Moses and brought 10 plagues behind him. Think about this, and you're still fearful and you still have doubt. Saints, we have to break away from that. Sometimes we got to remember how powerful our God is and what God is capable of doing. The Bible says this in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. You know what? That love was demonstrated this past Easter when our families gathered together, broke free from that fear of being isolated, broke free of that fear of gathering again, and we began to come together in our hosted at home services. And there's been testimony after testimony of great things happening because people pushed through the fear. They pushed through the doubt. Oh, this will never work. Or man, you know, if I open up my home, nobody's going to show up. No, God will show up if we show up. And that's the beauty and the power of pushing through fear in this season and to push through doubt in this season. One thing that I began to meditate on as I was reading this story is that Moses was more afraid and more fearful of Pharaoh than he was more afraid of the God who made Pharaoh. And you got to understand, God will make a situation. He will create a situation that's difficult, that's hard, that seems impossible so that he can show up and show out, that he may flex on the situation to let you and the situation that the enemy has so-called control over and display his power and his majesty over it so that you and I will know that we know that we're free. Christ is the deliverer. Christ sets us free from fear. Christ sets us free from doubt and unbelief, but we have to remember who he is and what he's done. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear. I shouldn't fear a man, or I shouldn't fear a woman. I shouldn't fear a person or a thing. You know, right now in society, people are afraid to go out. People are afraid to walk around because of what's going on in the situation. But the Bible says this in Matthew 10, 28, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body and put it in hell. That's the one that I fear. I fear Jesus. I fear no man. I respect people, but I fear no man. I fear Jesus. And why do I fear Jesus? Why should you and I fear Jesus? It's because Jesus is not just the Lord of our lives. Jesus is the Lord of the universe. And if Jesus can control and take care of the universe by his spoken word, surely, or word of his mouth, surely he can take care of every circumstance and situation that we're dealing with. We don't have to be afraid. Christ delivers us from fear. From fear. And he delivers us from doubt. Another thing that I always look at is that some of us preachers have gotten away from preaching eternity, preaching what's on the other side. You know, this is great here, that where we're living. But you know, there's a place where we're going. And the only way we're going to get there is through his son, Jesus Christ. And it says this in Psalms 86, 13, your love for me is so great that you protected me from death and the grave. You know, he's protecting you and I. You know, we should be able to walk around society right now and not fear. One thing that I love to do is I stand on that promise of Psalms 91. I walk through my house every morning. I prophesied, I speak it over my home. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty. Why? Because I know that God is covering me. He's covering my wife. He's covering my children. He's covering me everywhere I go. I go in the city. If I got to go through the tri-state region, even the nation of the world. But God is with me and God is with you as well. You don't have to be afraid. And you don't have to be afraid what's on the other side if you are born again. If you are a man or woman of God, then you don't have to be afraid as well because God is with you and God has you. I love this also in 2 Corinthians 1:10. It says this, he has delivered us from such deadly peril and deliver us again. You know, deliverance is not just a one-time thing because you know what? We want to live a long, ongoing life. And God is always stepping in to deliver us time and time again. Every time that our backs are against the wall, he's right there to show up and to flex and to do things that only he can do. Just like he was there with Moses. Every time that Pharaoh hardened his heart, God came through with another situation, another miracle, just to continue to wear him down until he was able to let his people go so that they could go and worship him. You know, God is after worship in this hour, and he's not going to let any man, any circumstance, or any situation keep you and I from being all that we can be and go out and worship him. The day is coming when you and I are going to be able to come together and to worship the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and the God of Gods together. Once again, whether it's here in 414 or somewhere else, but God chooses and really desires for us to be together. And you know, one day we will come back and we'll worship the Lord of Lords, and we're going to worship our King, and we're going to lift up holy hands, and we're going to let out a shout of victory and praise because he's brought us on through the other side. Another thing that God does, and this is my third point, is he delivers us from our past. You know, a lot of times the enemy will continuously try to chase us down, just like even though the children of Israel let go, they were able to get away. Here came Pharaoh and his men to come chase them down. And, you know, we have a past that loves to come and try to chase us down. He can do it through circumstances, or he can do it through people to try to pull us back into our past. But what I love, again, I have to know what Christ has done. And if I know what Christ has done, then I'll be able to move forward into my future. It says this: he has removed our sins as far as east is to the west. What that is God has forgotten. That's Psalms 103:12. There's a lot of times I got to remember that my past is under the blood of Jesus. There's a lot of times that I got to remember that that man has been buried in the baptisms of water in that grave, and he's no longer existing, that he's come up in the newness of Christ. And you and I have to realize that through Christ, old things have passed away and all things have become new in Christ. In Christ, he delivers us from our past. And some of y'all are letting the past wear you out. But you have to stop remembering what God has forgotten. God forgets things. He lets it go. Man, it's no longer there. I don't remember it. Just like you push the button, you deleted something on your phone. He's deleted that sin. Now it's time for you and I to pick up and move forward. It's time for you and I to pick up and not look back. It's time for you to pick up and stop saying, oh, if I could go back there, just like the children of Israel. Oh, if I could just go back to Egypt, if I could live that way. No, there's nothing back there. We have to continue to move forward in Christ, and we should not move forward alone. We got to move with him. Old things have passed away and all things have become new in Christ. In Christ. You know, one of the most powerful verses that I stand on is because what the enemy likes to do is say, you know what? You'll never get out of who you used to be because your mom was like that. Your dad was like that. Your grandparents are like that. Your aunts and uncles were like that. And I have to go back to that verse that I quoted earlier in Galatians 3:13. It says this, that he became a curse to break the curse. So whatever they did, it is not going to come upon me. See, I come from a long line, and I'm not proud of this, of adulterous men. So that means there are men that are in my family line that were unfaithful to their spouses. But you know what? When I got married and I put this ring on my finger, not only did I make a covenant with God, but I made a covenant with my wife, Anne Marie. And when I made that covenant, I made sure that the devil knew that you're not going to come in my house and you're not going to mess with me or my family or my lifestyle, because I'm going to be faithful to one woman and one woman only until God calls me to the grave. And men, I'm challenging you in this season to not allow the past to dictate your future. Whatever's going on generationally, allow God, Christ, to deliver you from it, to set you free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. Stand on the promises of God. Let him break those curses today. Let him break those things that are trying to be passed down from generation to generation. Oh, it's by the blood of Jesus, the power of the blood. Stand on the promises of God. The same way that that Red Sea collapsed on the Pharaoh and the Egyptians, allow the enemy in the situation that you're dealing with, the blood of Jesus, to collapse on your past. and allow you to move into your future. And I want to close with this. He brings us into a great future. Christ does. See, Pharaoh had a problem. Anger. But what I love about Jesus is Jesus lived a sinless life. And because of that sinless life, he's able to bring us not to just any old kind of land, but into the place that we belong with his eternity with him. Yes, we live for him on this side, but there's a greater place that he's calling us to one day. But while I'm here on this side, I'm doing all that I can do to advance his kingdom, to be the man of God that he's called me to be, maybe the woman of God out there. But there's a better place. We won't be here forever, but I need to take care of business while I'm on this side of eternity. He brings us into a great future. It says this in Colossians 1:3, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. You know, God wants us to spend eternity with him. He doesn't want us to stay over here. This ain't the end all be all. It's greater days ahead, not just here, but somewhere else. But the thing is this, is that we have to understand, just like the children of Israel, they were comfortable in Egypt, comfortable being slaves, comfortable doing what they were doing, not understanding there was something better coming, better down the road. And sometimes better doesn't have to be in eternity. Better can be right here on this side of eternity. God wants you to live a whole life, not a half life. He's called us to have life and life more abundantly. He wants to bless your marriage. He wants to cause your children to be arrows in his hands. He wants to use your finances to do great things in the kingdom. He wants to use you to go out and do great things, but you must allow yourself to be pulled in to something greater, a greater future. And some of us love to talk about our past, what it used to be, the glory days. That's what I love so much about this prayer walk. And the reason I'm bringing up this prayer walk is this, is because we're going to tap in. We're going to believe God to tap into something greater than us, a remnant, something that took place years, hundreds of years ago. We're believing to tap into this because if God could do it then, he can do it again. And we're standing on that. We're believing that. We're not just going down to walk around like the children of Israel 40 years in the wilderness, just wandering around, not wondering what to do. No, no, no. We're going down to walk and believe, just like I said, allow Christ to tear down strongholds, principalities of darkness over this city so that we can walk in wholeness and in freedom in Christ. But Christ is the one who delivers. It says this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come and the old is gone. The new is here. The new is here. What I love about Jesus is about making things new. How many over there behind this camera, this screen, want to be made new? I want old things to pass away and all things become new in Christ. And so we're believing God for new things, new attitudes, new postures towards the Lord. We want to walk in newness of life. I'm through walking around worrying about the past. I'm thinking more about the future and what God is doing right now, what he's getting ready to do. Newness of Christ. He is the great deliverer. And even Moses speaking about this, man, I can only take you so far. I can only deliver the body, but there's only one who can deliver the soul, and that's Jesus. And I want to challenge you out there today. Stop making excuses of why you can't serve the Lord and be free. Jesus has the power to break anything that you and I are dealing with in our lives. We just have to hand it over to him. We just got to give it to him. And so right now where you are, I'd ask that you would take whatever it is that you are dealing with and give it to the Almighty God and allow him to set you free. To set you free. Some of y'all out there on the verge of divorce. You've allowed bitterness, you've allowed anger, you've allowed rage, you've allowed unforgiveness, you allowed these things to enslave you. But I'm pleading with you to not give up the good fight of faith on your marriage, to lock in and allow the great deliverer to come in and to heal and to set free. Some of us have given up on our children. And I'm here to tell you today, God has not forgotten that word that he's spoken over your children at a young age. They may have walked away from the faith. They may even mock God. But I know this, God is a God of redemption. And if you allow him to come in and to move in the hearts, in the minds, in the bodies, in the soul of your children, don't stop crying out for your babies. God is a reconciler and God is a redeemer. Some of y'all on financial ruin. You're on your last dime. But once again, he's a deliverer. Don't quit tithing. Don't quit offering. Keep putting God to the test and watch him show up in the midst of your storm. And some of y'all have just given up on life because you feel like you're bound up. You're bound up in the past. You can't get out. You feel like, man, every time I take a step forward, I get hit by the enemy and he sends me two steps back. But today, if you can, wherever you are, make this declaration out of your mouth. Devil, no longer are you going to dictate my life. No longer are you going to continue to dictate my habits, but I'm following Jesus. I'm going to allow him to come in to deliver me from alcohol, from addictions, from my fear, from all the things that I've been wrestling with. Lord, be the deliverer in this hour. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for each man and each woman on the other side of this camera today. And Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are the great deliverer, that you came down on this earth and you walked among us and you feel what we feel and you've seen what we've seen and you heard what we've heard. But I would ask today, Lord Jesus, that you would come and turn things around. That, Lord, you'd break the chains, those chains that hold us to whatever Egypt it is that we may be wrestling with, and free us today. Oh, Lord, we plead your blood right now over every circumstance and every situation. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. We say, devil, give them up right now. You have no power. You have no more authority. We choose to stand on the promise of Luke 10, verse 8 and 9. Jesus, you said that you've given us authority to trample on scorpions and serpents and all the power of the enemy. And so today, in agreement, we take authority over everything that the enemy would try to hold on to. And we declare freedom in minds, bodies, souls, households, so that we, as a church, may worship the Lord freely. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you're out there today and you need to have time with the Lord, you need to connect with God, there's a number that is on the screen down at the bottom. And just text Jesus to that number. Somebody will reach out and call you or reach out and connect with you and have you walk through this process of deliverance because God is with you. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.